You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy. Our weekly conversation with the On the Ground Ipsy project manager, Sarah Rigg, talking about one of her Concentrate Media online stories this week. So welcome, Sarah. What are we talking about this week, and who else from that story is joining our conversation?
I did a story about one of the cool programs that came out of a recent countywide mental health millage. They established a CARES team made up of mental health professionals, peer support specialists, and others who help people who are in a crisis. And they also have a crisis observation and assessment center that people can go to. Like, maybe they don't need to be in jail or in a locked ward, but they do need somewhere safe until they can get stabilized and have a care plan. And I have brought with me Melissa Tasker, who is the program coordinator for the county's CARES team.
Welcome, Melissa. Tell us a little bit about the CARES team to begin with.
Hi, yeah. So with the Mental Health Millage, we were able to build a team that is able to provide outpatient support services to those individuals who are having a really hard time finding mental health care in the community. We've always had a crisis team that responds to folks who are in a mental health crisis, and they are still up and running. But what we found was that there was a large group of people who were finding themselves in a mental health crisis because they didn't have appropriate access to mental health care. So our CARES team is able to provide quick, easy access to individuals who need mental health care right away.
First of all, I can't believe it was 2018 when that millage was approved. It seemed like it just was approved not that long ago, but this has been in the works for a while.
Yeah, I know. We've been operational for the last 2 years now, and our CARES team has seen over 1,000 people, which is really exciting.
That was pre-pandemic. So here we are now, and I'm assuming that the need for mental health care is bigger than ever.
Absolutely, yeah. We are definitely seeing a large increase in the need for mental health care. Our intakes are going up, and the amount of people we're serving are going up as well.
And what kind of services do you provide?
So our CARES team provides case management, brief therapy support from peer support specialists, as well as psychiatry services and nursing services.
But I understand it's more of a short-term situation as well.
Yeah, so our goal is to stabilize some individuals that come through our door and connect them with other providers in our community that can support them for a long period of time. We do have a lot of mental health providers in Washtenaw County. Unfortunately, many of them have wait lists. So our goal is to serve them while they're waiting to go to maybe a more longer-term provider.
So where is your center located? Can you describe it a bit for us?
Sure. So most of our staff work out of Ypsilanti, but we also have staff that work out of Ann Arbor, and we have staff that travel all over the county. So especially with our telehealth capabilities now, we really are available anywhere that people need help.
But I understand you have beds, too, so people can stay there?
Yeah, so our observation and assessment center is an additional service that we offer, and it is a building in Ypsilanti on Towner Street, and our crisis team can bring individuals here who need extra support and maybe some extra monitoring for a day or so, but we don't feel like they need to go to a psych unit or a locked facility. So this came about because there were a lot of people ending up in the ER and on psych units who were able to stabilize within 24 hours. So the goal of this program is to stabilize folks who maybe just need a safe place to stay. Maybe they need some rest. They need to regroup. They need a safety plan. They need a meal. So that's where folks can come here. It's staffed primarily with peer support specialists, and then our crisis team provides the clinical support 24 hours a day.
And I understand, Sarah, you spoke with some of those peer support specialists for your story this week.
I did. It was really interesting because peer support specialists, they go through a certification through the state, and they do, you know, have some clinical knowledge, but what they bring is lived experience with mental health, substance use disorder, things along those lines, so they can relate on a really personal level and meet people where they are. And they kept using that term, be people where they are. And one of the people I talked to, Tammy, who is mentioned in the story, literally meets people where they are. She said, if it's at a party store or, you know, I'll sit down on the curb with them if I have to connect with them. So that was pretty cool.
Melissa, we hear a lot of conversation these days in the community about non-police intervention. And I feel like this is perhaps there's a bit of that involved in this situation as well.
Absolutely. So our 24-hour crisis team outreaches to individuals in the community who have mental health needs without law enforcement really a lot, most of the time. We get calls that come through to our crisis line from individuals who find themselves in a mental health crisis, family members. We get calls from primary care offices, doctor's offices. We get calls from anywhere in the community needing help, figuring out what to do with their loved one or their friend. We do also get calls from law enforcement. We partner with them because people still call 911 when they're in a mental health crisis, and law enforcement still respond to those calls. But they do call us to help them, though, to provide them with support, information, and assistance to navigate those really tough scenarios. There are also situations where we do need to call law enforcement. So it needs to be a partnership. And we are working on that. But for the majority of the time, our crisis team is responding to the community without law enforcement.
Can you describe what kind of mental health crisis you're dealing with? Or if people will know, hey, I could use these services. Hey, if something's going on and they don't know which way to turn, how do they know to turn to you?
So I would say, mental health needs range from a variety of needs. So our CARES team can provide support for you if you find yourself having an increase in depressive symptoms, anxiety symptoms, and you're having a really hard time maybe going on with your day-to-day life and things are getting a little bit more difficult. When I say mental health crisis, I'm talking about individuals who maybe are feeling suicidal or homicidal or feeling maybe they haven't slept in several days. Maybe they're having a manic episode. Maybe they're having a psychotic episode. Those types of things we would consider mental health crises that we would respond to.
So one of the things we wanted to make clear in the story, and so I want to make it clear in the segment too, is that this is not a drop-in or drop-off or walk-in. You have to be referred, but there is a phone number to that general crisis team, and maybe Melissa could say that, and that's for anybody.
Yes. So our 24-hour crisis line is 734-544-3050, and anyone can call that line and get connected to a mental health professional 24 hours a day. And you can ask general questions. You can request help from our crisis team who can come out to see you wherever you are. You can request an intake for our outpatient services, and you can request help to maybe come to our assessment center. And that would be through our crisis team as well.
Melissa Tasker, Program Coordinator for Washtenaw County's CARES program. And Sarah Rigg, we look forward to reading more about it with your On the Ground Ipsy story this week. Thanks to both of you for talking to us here on WEMU.